Audio presents The Vacationers by Emma Straub. Read by Kristen C. It is not so much a matter of traveling as of getting away. Which of us has not some pain to dull or some yoke to cast off? George Sand, Winter in Mallorca. I'll be the desert island where you can be free. I'll be the vulture you can catch and eat. The Magnetic Fields, Desert Island. Day one. Leaving always came as a surprise, no matter how long the dates had been looming on the calendar. Jim had packed his suitcase the night before, but now, moments before their scheduled departure, he was wavering. Had he packed enough books? He walked back and forth in front of the bookshelf in his office, pulling novels out by their spines and then sliding them back into place. Had he packed his running shoes? Had he packed his shaving cream? Elsewhere in the house, Jim could hear his wife and their daughter in similar last-minute throes of panic, running up and down the stairs with one last item that had been forgotten in a heap by the door. There were things that Jim would have taken out of his bags if it had been possible. The last year of his life. And the five before that when it came to his knees. The way Franny looked at him across the dinner table at night. The feeling of himself inside a new mouth for the first time in 3 decades. And how much he wanted to stay there. The emptiness waiting on the other side of the return flight. The blank days he would have to fill and fill and fill. Jim sat down at his desk and waited for someone to tell him that he was needed elsewhere. Sylvia waited in front.